You could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, May the 26th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the birthday girl, the lovely Jill Serkin. Right, coming up now, what we've got are the second in our series of interviews that took place at the Business Support Base Camp with the lovely folks from Rift Accounting at Kent 2020 Live at the Declan Showground 2 weeks ago. And we've got interviews with Joe Harris, who's Regional Director for HR Go, the employment consultancy company. We've also got Adrian Wen from Integritas Financial Services and Dan Little from JBrand. So have a look, listen to this, the Business Support 2020 Live second set of interviews.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
It's rock and roll. We're at Kent 2020 Live on the pop-up Business Bunker show on the Rift Accounting stand. And I've just met Joe Smith, Regional Director of HR Go Recruitment. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. You've got a stand here, I guess.
We've actually got two stands here.
Two?
Today, yeah.
You greedy people.
I know. So
how's it going?
Really, really well.
You're enjoying the day?
Atmosphere is great. People, real buzz about it today.
Fantastic.
Lots of businesses here, lots of visitors as well, which is great. Mm. Job seekers as well, which is always good for our industry.
Yeah, tell our listeners what you do. What are HR Go? What do you do?
Generalist high street agency, but we have got specialist consultants that focus on specific areas and sectors. Been established in Kent for 57 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You're one of those businesses that have been around a while, and most people do know of you, don't they?
Yeah, they may be more familiar as well with our previous brand name, PSB Recruitment. Yeah. So that's where we started from Jack Parkinson, the current chairman's mum.
Yeah.
8 branch network in Kent now. As I say, generalists from factory operatives through to very senior appointments dealt with by our specialist perm division. Opened our 8th branch this year, actually a month ago in the Discovery Park.
Wow.
So okay. We've moved down to Sandwich, which is really, really positive and great.
Fantastic.
To be a part of that.
Yeah, it's growing there, isn't it, Discovery Park?
It's brilliant, yeah. Really brilliant. The buzz down there, it's attracting more businesses daily, and it's a lovely place to do business with the networking side of things as well.
Absolutely. You made reference to the fact that you do the whole range of recruitment services, permanent, temporary, and those kind of things. From your point of view, how's the employment market looking?
The employment market is very, very buoyant at the moment. We're just seeing today there's a lot more recruitment agencies here than there have been previous years, which shows that things are good.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to find those skills.
Yeah.
And it's also very difficult to find consultants, experienced consultants within the Kent marketplace as
okay.
well.
Yeah, so, I mean, we heard the government announce new figures today on unemployment, which has gone down once
really
again.
Really positive,
for about
yeah.
I've lost count of how many times it's gone down now. And you're absolutely right. There are skill shortages now starting to kick in. It's hard to find really good people. Are there particular areas of the market that you're finding the most difficult, or is it across the board?
I think it's generally across the board. We apply from industrial, low-level industrial recruitment.
Yeah.
There's a slight skill shortage there because you haven't got the volume of candidates there.
Yeah.
And then it goes up to the more manufacturing, the technical. To be totally honest, there has always been a skill shortage in the last 10 years within those areas.
Yeah, sure.
But what we've got to do now as recruiters is actually attract to that passive market, that the people that didn't think they were looking for a job until suddenly that job's right in front of them.
Yeah.
The commercial background, we supply administrators, customer service. The candidates are there and they are looking, but they've got more choice.
Yeah, sure.
So the clients that we're dealing with, they've got to be really quick. If they see someone, if they want to make that offer, they've got to do it here and now, because
absolutely.
That candidate could be offered another job tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And likewise, it's the choice that they've got as well. As unemployment's continue to decrease, we are seeing a slight increase in salaries, but not at the level of inflation or not at the level of the unemployment going down. And
sure.
I think it's not just about the salary, but it's also about the packages and the benefits that clients offer to the candidate.
Absolutely, it's that whole work-life balance that people are so interested in these days.
Absolutely, it's not. It could be in Canterbury Town Centre, for example. Have they got a car parking space? That could swing it for a candidate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So there is choice out there, which is a great position to be in for the candidate.
Absolutely, and from an employer's point of view, the kind of service that you guys offer in HR Go, that's the beauty and the benefit of what you do. Because it isn't just as simple as saying, oh, we need an XYZ, let's go find one. You can advise people on the kind of issues that affect the recruitment process.
Absolutely, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Paul. Basically, we're not recruitment agents, we're recruitment consultants. And that word, consultants, we should be consulting our clients. We're placing 10, 15 administrators on a weekly, monthly basis. Mm. They're not placing those. They may do one a year. So we know what's happening in the market.
Yeah. So it's
not being arrogant and saying we know exactly what you're looking for, because we don't, because we don't know that client's business as well as they do. But we actually know the forces and the pinch points in the market at this point.
Yeah, somebody said to me the other day, talking about similar things, not in exactly the same field, but it applies in the same way. We were talking about marketing on social media. And I think this applies to you guys as consultants in what you do. It's about knowing how to write the right ad to attract the right people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's easy to come and just put the basic details on. But when you know what attracts people and you know what the issues are in different places, it's that intelligence. It's that market intelligence.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And where we're strong in Kent, I think, is that we've got that 8-branch network. Yeah. So depending on salary, depending on how willing people are to travel, it's good that petrol prices have gone down recently, so
Absolutely.
People are willing to travel that little bit further. But we've got that network, so a client could come to us in Ramsgate. We can attract from Ashford, Canterbury, Dartford even, which is our furthest branch,
right,
for those candidates. So
they
are out there. It's just having the tenacity to find the candidates.
Absolutely. And that's where you guys come in, really.
100%. You can put an advert out, you can wait for a response, but that's the easy way to recruit now. And as I say, it's the passive market. It's searching those CV databases. We've got skilled searchers that all they do all day is search databases for candidates, using social media, using LinkedIn as a tool, I wasn't looking today, but actually there's a fantastic job that's just come about. I'll pick up the phone and have a chat with them. And they're the people that within a skills shortage are going to make that difference, really.
Absolutely. Joe, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Give us a shout out for your website so that people can come and find out about the work you do.
Please do. It's www.hrgo.co.uk.
Fantastic.
It's
Joe Smith,
stand HRGO. Pop-up radio studio on the Rift Accounting stand at Kent 2020 Live. I'm now joined by Adrian of Integritas. Adrian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
A real pleasure to see you. Are you enjoying 2020 Live?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Nice sort of people here. Yeah. Many people I know, and it's been great to take a wander around.
It is good, actually, isn't it, to catch up with people that you know, and say hi and say hello. Why don't you tell the listeners, Adrian, about Integritas? What do you do? What's the business?
Well, we're finance brokers,
right?
We've been around for the last 2.5 years. Four people involved in the business with over 100 years of finance experience.
You don't look old enough.
Yeah, well, 90 odd years is me.
Yeah.
And we've been operating, as I say, for the last 2.5 years, primarily in Kent, but we're expanding our area of operation.
Okay.
One of the areas that I get involved in is alternative finance and looking at things outside of the norm from the banks. All four of us have worked for the big four banks and one or two others as well. And we felt that there was a service to be offered there based upon our core reason for being, which is around the integrity of the work that we do and the way in which we interact with our clients.
Okay, let's talk about alternative finance. You're quite right, a lot of small and medium-sized businesses decide that they need help with their cash flow or they need to invest in growing their business. They go to the bank, the high street bank, fall about laughing and go, oh no. And then they're kind of stuck then. Most people don't know what to do next. What are the kind of things that you guys are able to point them at, help them with, and do for them?
Well, it is interesting that, you know, from our side, a lot of us know about alternative finance, but all the research shows that over half of SME owners and operators don't know about the alternative finance market. So what we're able to do is to put those people in contact with the people that we've built up relationships with. It can be ex-colleagues, it can be ex-customers sometimes who've got involved in providing finance across a broad range of activities. And we apply our expertise, because there's a lot of people out there saying that they're lending,
but
do they actually lend?
Sure.
And also making sure we get the right structure of the deal to meet the requirements of that business.
Okay. Give us a flavour for the kind of options that are available out there under the right circumstances, obviously.
Yeah. One of the area that's probably grown the most, and the area that's got a lot of publicity, is around crowdfunding.
Yep.
And, you know, interestingly enough, last year there was about £1 billion lent across the crowdfunding platforms. Mm. That was as much as had been lent in the previous 3 years combined.
Wow.
So as a source of funding for a lot of businesses, it's a great way of tapping in that it's a growing area.
Right.
What's important is understanding what you need the funds for and how you're going to apply those funds, whether it's debt or equity or a combination of both. And what we do is assess the overall funding requirement and understand which is the best platform to use.
Right.
The last thing you want a client to do is to try across the broad range, because the reputation builds up there that these people are desperate for money.
Yeah.
They may be approaching things in the wrong way, or they may be presenting their proposition in the wrong way.
Absolutely, I totally agree. I've seen offers where you think you haven't thought this through at all, and you are not going to raise that money, or you're certainly not going to get all the money you want because you just haven't thought this through properly.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems with crowdfunding, insofar as there are problems, is it has been touted as a place to raise money, and people dive into it without thinking about it and structuring it.
Yeah, and I think that there are some people out there who think it's an easy way to raise money.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, people aren't going to lend money unless they expect to get it back.
Absolutely.
And you've got to face the fact that, you know, maybe director's guarantees are required alongside other security.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a decent business proposition.
Absolutely.
If people can't understand that proposition and you can't communicate it relatively quickly and easily,
absolutely,
you know, with a lot of the platforms, you know, you've got to be able to put it across in 750 words, for example.
Sure, absolutely.
So that's, again, somewhere where we can help in pitching the right kind of facts to put forward.
Absolutely.
Alongside the crowdfunding, you've got other areas where we've got people who have had specific expertise. Maybe it's in funding against invoices, and you get what we call the spot market, where you can actually sell your invoice, one specific invoice, which can sometimes help businesses that have had one-off orders.
Yep.
We've got a lot of people that have got involved in trade finance, where generally the banks have withdrawn. They've lost a lot of the people with the experience of dealing with letters of credit, bills of exchange and all these kind of things. We still know those people, and they've got access, maybe through high net worth individuals who are their backers, who will help them to put together the correct form of funding.
Absolutely.
So we've been able to support a number of businesses that in the past maybe would not have been able to fulfill orders. We've been able to grow and generate employment and that kind of thing as well.
Absolutely. So and is there, coming back full circle, under the right circumstances, are banks lending again now for the right thing? I mean, obviously, it's not general purpose lending.
Yeah.
But is it possible to raise finance from a bank?
Yeah, it's still possible to borrow from the banks for the right proposition in the right way. Every bank has slight differences in their policies and procedures, and sometimes their appetite is slightly different. Again, that's where we can get involved in understanding, you know, the appetite, what people can do, what maybe they can't do, and also the qualities of the individuals that we're talking to in the banks. Do they understand the sector? Do they understand the business?
Yeah.
Because it's far better to talk to people like that than someone who has no experience of a particular business sector.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah. Funnily enough, we've interviewed a number of people today from Rift Accounting, from ASB Law, professional service providers. The message is the same, really. Build a relationship with your professional advisors. They will help you.
Absolutely.
And that's the message we're getting across loud and clear from you, Adrian.
Yeah.
This is Integritas is there to help you source the solutions that you need that are right for what you're doing.
And also save you time.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of business owners are there because they're good at running their businesses.
Yeah.
Why waste their time in putting together a business plan, a business proposition?
Yeah.
Work with us, and we can do all that hard work for them. and then present them with the solutions that best suit what it is that they're after.
Absolutely. Fantastic to talk to you. Thank you for spending the time talking to us. Can you give us a shout for your website so that people can find out more about you?
Yes.
Sorry, I threw that one at you. Yeah.
Bear with me.
It is.
Integritas, that's Integritas financial.co.uk.
Integritasfinancial.co.uk. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
I'm here with Daniel Little, who is the commercial director of JBrand. Now, I was a surprise. So you are based in London?
Yes, West End.
And so you've come all the way to the Kent 2020.
I have.
What are you looking for here?
I'm looking to help Rift in partnership going forward.
That sounds really good. So did Rift invite you down?
They did, following some work that we've done with them. They saved us a substantial amount of money on a tax claim.
So what kind of things are you doing with your business?
Well, I wish I could answer that in one sentence. It's a difficult...
Take your time.
So we are a services provider, ranging from electrical contracting, data, telecommunications, IT infrastructure, networks, and also a subsidiary company that deals with asset disposal, ethical disposal, and cleansing of equipment.
You were saying that work for some pretty big companies.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that you are looking for larger SMEs or any size?
No, more of the same, really. We work for a lot of retailers.
Are you allowed to tell me?
Am I allowed to say them?
Yes, of course.
Okay, yeah.
We love a gossip on the Business Bunker.
So, B&Q, Superdrug, DSG, Debenhams, most of the high street we have worked for at one stage or another. Retail is one side of the business, but we also, as we're trying to do with Rift Partner, we partner with people to deliver their services. So if they haven't got an infrastructure team, we'll go out and do it for them.
So how long did you say when you started with Rift?
Rift, I have known for just over a year. It's been great so far. I've already started introducing them to other people, and I hope to see them see the same benefits that we have done over the last year.
So can you just explain to me in a bit more detail how they've helped you and what kind of things they did?
So we were introduced to Rift initially by the JIB, the Joint Industry Board. I think we're a bit of a guinea pig, to be honest, but I didn't mind because it worked. I didn't think there was anything that they could help us with for research and development, but I was proved wrong pretty quickly. We done a stock system development of our own back, which was bespoke. We helped in the PV, photovoltaic industry, with a bespoke design there.
And so photovoltaic, so can you just explain that to us?
So solar panels on roofs, basically, layman's terms for me, because I'm not technical.
No windmills?
No windmills. That's
no heat pumps?
Not heat pumps. It's within our capability, but not specifically with Rift. Now, we designed something that took the solar energy, when it wasn't being used, into battery storage, so it didn't get wasted, so you can use it with, instead of lose it.
That sounds fantastic. I was talking earlier to David Robert, who's from Sustrans, and he's really into... there are lots of grants around for electric cars and things like that, so I think this is... perhaps a place that's moving forward with the eco. What do you think?
Perhaps I should be introduced to him.
You will, I'm sure. He's cruising around. We'll catch him. So going back to you and Rift, what other things have you done together?
There's been two claims which have resulted in a personal saving for us of around about £68,000.
Fantastic.
There will be, hopefully, another claim which will work together. But I haven't started conversation with him yet. But I think the next part for us is more than partnering, and what we can do with their customers and what we can do with our customers to introduce them and so they can see the same benefits we have.
And how easy a process did you find it working with Rift?
You've hit the nail on the head. It was just easy. It was simple. If I said for that £68,000 that I probably spent a single day, spread across hours, but a single day, I might even be exaggerating.
That's fantastic, Daniel. So just to recap, just explain to the Bunker listeners exactly in a nutshell what your company can do for them.
We can deliver a fantastic first-class service ranging from installations of infrastructure, being data networks, right through to down to changing the light bulb in the West End of London. We are a nationwide company, but we can basically, if you've got an infrastructure, anything from cabling, wireless, through to disposal of equipment. If you are moving an office and you need someone to dispose of road equipment, if you need someone to put the electrics and data in, if you need it on a nationwide basis and replicate it 1,000 times, we can do it, and we can do it well.
Overseas?
We do. We've got a continuous presence in Ireland, which there is a bit of water in between the islands.
So. We have quite a lot of listeners in Dublin, actually.
Okay, well, yeah, we've got a guy that lives not far from Dublin, a little bit further west, that is permanently based out there, and we've currently got one guy travelling around Germany doing wireless survey work at the minute. So I would say we're permanently in Ireland, constantly doing something on a small basis in Europe, but the majority is UK.
Fantastic. So you've heard it here from Daniel Little, who's the commercial director of JBrand, and the website is www.jbrand.co.uk, and you can find him in London, Margaret Street. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, yeah.
Tell us your Twitter.
It's at dlittle underscore
right
now.
There are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, May the 26th. And Jules is gnawing her way into a bottle of champagne. She's actually just bitten the top off, listener. She has bitten the top off and poured herself a glass. Now, that was three interviews that we did at the RIFT Accounting Business Support Base Camp at the Kent 2020 live show at the Detling Showground the week before last. We have got some more interviews coming up in consecutive weeks. But for the moment, that was three interviews there. And while we were doing that, our next guest, as you may have seen if you're following us on Twitter, assaulted me with...
No, she pampered you, Paul.
Assaulted me with a face pack.
And boy, listener, so
it's an absolute
like
pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely gorgeous Rebecca Nutt of Serenity Health and Beauty. Rebecca, Becky, Becca.
Becca.
Welcome to the show.
Never
again.
Call her Becky.
Never
because
you'll
have.
Well, I was only getting my own back.
You'll have a microdermabrasion.
She made my face tingle.
So, loved every minute.
Sorry?
You loved every minute.
I did actually, yeah, it was quite nice. So just for the benefit of those people listening who didn't see it and those people on Twitter that saw the photographs and wonder what on earth was going on, why don't you explain what you just did to me?
Okay, well, the skincare brand we use in the salon is Gino.
Right.
They're a French skincare brand, been around for a very long time, very established, very results driven. And the mask that I put on you is a muslin mask impregnated with active vitamin C, which is very stimulating, very brightening.
It was very tingly.
Very anti-aging. Yes, you will feel the little tingling. Mm. That's going to really help to brighten the skin. It's also got melanoxyl in it, which is
isn't that a disease that rabbits get?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which is really good for helping to
brighten the skin.
Yeah, brighten the skin. But yeah, it's very good for pigmentation, so it helps to level it out. That's the word I was looking for.
It's quite
to level out your pigmentation.
It's quite pigmented, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, the reason I used this mask on you today is because it's fabulous for brides, grooms, anyone that really is going out for the evening, wants to really brighten and freshen the skin up. So.
Okay, is that particular product a man-based product, a lady-based product, or it doesn't matter?
No, it's either or.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very good for, say, generally brightening, which is why it's very popular with brides, because obviously they want to look glowing and fabulous on their special
Interestingly,
day.
Because everybody wanted to take pictures of me looking stupid and looking in the before pictures, but I haven't seen any afters, so I don't know what difference it made.
Well,
if
your
any.
Skin looks radiant.
Oh,
you
does
do.
It?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look very pleasant, actually.
And more plumped and hydrated.
Plumped? Yeah.
Plumped.
I don't think I needed to look plumped.
Yeah, and a good hydrated. Yes, plumping is good.
Okay,
skin.
Minimising
cool.
pores?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. His pores have definitely minimised.
Yeah. I think it looks very glowing and healthy.
Right,
just promotes
okay.
a nice healthy look to your skin.
Cheers, cool. darling.
Okay.
Happy birthday to me.
Cheers, though.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Paul.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers.
Have your peppermint tea.
Yeah. Just to let you know, listener, that they are now quaffing champagne. No, thank you for that, Becca. That was most enjoyable.
You're welcome. I must admit,
I've never had anything
nice
like that before.
Nice little scalp massage at the same time.
Yes, that was quite nice. I can feel my hair growing back as we speak.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Good for promoting follicular growth.
I beg your pardon. Absolutely. So, for the benefit of the listeners that don't know you, and there can't be that many that don't know you, Becca, but for the benefit of those one or two that don't, why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and your business?
Okay. Well, I own Serenity Health and Beauty. We have two sites. Our main salon is in Whitstable, just outside Whitstable and Swalecliff. And we've been there 11 years this year.
Wow.
Which is very exciting. Mm. And then our second site, we have a treatment room within a local hair salon in Canterbury, Stephen James Hairdressing. Mm. And we've been there 3 years this year. So,
because if I remember, it may have been a couple of years ago now, you had a lot of work done on your salon in Swalecliff.
Yes.
And then some idiot drove into it in a car.
Yeah.
Like
she had
Dave.
Work done all over again.
Yes, he kindly removed my front door and windows on a drunken rampage. So that was very, very stressful at the time. But
that was a couple of years ago now, isn't it?
But yeah.
Let's just talk about how Rebecca handled that whole incident. Because, you know, going back to that free workshop that was my mindful set or whatever it was, Becca just said, you know, phoned me up and said, oh my god, somebody's just, you know, gone into my window. I drove by the whole shop.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
You saw. She just got her sleeves rolled up and tidied up as best she could, partitioned off, and it was business as usual.
It
was amazing.
You got back on track very quickly, didn't you?
Hugely.
It was brilliant.
Well, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
But some people would have curled up in a ball and pulled their eyes out. You did extremely well.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
That's the growth mindset.
Exactly. No, absolutely. I'm just looking at some of the pictures that have been put out here, and it does look a little bit like I'm a victim of a burns unit somewhere there, doesn't it, really?
That's the before.
Yeah.
Which
is somewhat interesting.
They're fantastic masks, actually, because people can use them at home as well, so you don't have to just have them in the salon.
Right.
You can actually use them at home, so they're great sort of home treatments that you can actually are very easy to use. There is, as you realize, there's not much mess, you know, there's not sort of lots of washing off or anything like that. You literally pop it on 10 minutes later, peel it off, and you can reuse them once or twice if you want to.
I was gonna say, how often would you do something like that?
If you were preparing for your wedding or for a special event, then you would probably maybe do once a week, maybe once twice a week, if you know, sort of maximum, but about once a week would be a good sort of 3 or 4 weeks running up to the wedding. And then obviously exfoliating at the same time, which we didn't do on you today. A little bit messy.
That can be next time.
So microdermabrasion next time.
Okay. Explain exfoliating and microdermabrasion.
Okay. Well, exfoliating, we all have layers of dead skin on our face. I know.
Oh, get off.
I know. So microdermabrasion will actually remove 2 to 3 layers of dead skin in one treatment. Whereas if you're just using a normal face scrub at home, you'd probably only lose sort of one layer.
Right.
So microdermabrasion is a lot more thorough than what you can do at home. No, not at all. No. It feels a little bit tingly.
Right. Everything you do feels tingly.
Well, thank you. But
I didn't want to mention that, but there are pictures.
And it's certainly not an uncomfortable treatment, and it really is very good for sort of blocked pores, helps to soften fine lines, that sort of thing as well. So it's very smoothing, anti-aging. Everything we try and offer at the salon is anti-aging. We found that is definitely the most popular.
Is that what people go for?
That is what people are going for, men as well as ladies. So.
I was going to ask you about this because, you know, there's a lot of talk about metrosexual men and all that kind of stuff. Although I was making reference, and this is true, I did see it on the internet, so it must be true that that dad bods are the new in thing.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that whole health and beauty regime,
yeah,
traditionally associated with ladies,
yeah,
more and more men getting involved. Do you see men in your salon?
Yeah, we have a lot of male clients now, which is lovely actually, because I think it's important for men, especially if they've got like high powered business jobs, or you know they're very stressed at work. I think it's really important that they actually take time out to look after themselves. And why shouldn't you know ladies have to look their best? Why should men not have to
sure
be the same?
I just want
men's nails, I find, you know, hands of a man, very very important to have the cuticles neat, and the eyebrows
again, if you're
eyebrows tidy,
if you're doing a lot of business meetings, things like that, people do pick up on bitten nails, you know, unkempt, you know,
appearances.
So yeah, I think it's very important for men, especially in that sort of environment, to.
And you do the nose trimming, I believe.
We actually do nasal waxing
which I was going to wax pot
in today.
What would you do? Drip a candle up your nose or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. You basically get the wax and pop it up there. It's a special kind of wax.
No.
Special kind of wax. Yeah. Pop it up
winding me up.
No, I'm being deadly serious. Yeah.
You stick wax up my nose and then pull it out, and you don't expect me to punch you.
And then it looks like. Fred the porcupine. When it comes out, all the hair comes. Hold on.
A cotton picking minute here. Doesn't that hurt
cotton
like anything?
Cotton picking or something else? Picking?
Yeah, nose picking minute. Picking. Doesn't that hurt like nothing else on earth?
No.
Really?
It genuinely doesn't.
He's a bit of a baby. Just the face mask he squealed about, frankly.
No, honestly, if you tweeze a one hair out, you often get a bit of eye watering going don't you? But seriously, if you put it all out in one go, I think the senses are so overwhelmed that you just genuinely don't feel it.
It's a shock.
Yeah.
You just go
that's
into...
That's it, exactly.
Like anaphylactic shock.
I didn't feel that at all. And it's surprisingly popular.
Really?
Because if you trim or cut nasal hair, it just grows worse. So, nobody wants a...
Okay. So, is the wax hot or anything?
Yeah, the wax is warm.
He's just a wimp, frankly.
It feels nice.
He is a wimp, isn't he? Are you getting the wimp vibe? The pained expression on his face.
I can just imagine.
I can feel another show coming on where I've been waxed with me.
For the afternoon at your place.
Definitely. So
those of you to remember, a couple of years ago for charity, I had my chest waxed in a window in a shop in Whitstable High Street.
Mm.
And I have to say, that was probably the most painful experience of my entire life. And I would much rather have gone...
It was not my salon.
No, it wasn't.
You'd have had a much more pleasurable experience.
Rebecca has ways. So when she waxes you, her girls are all trained to put their other hand down onto the skin. As they pull the hand, so there's a little bit of pressure, am I right?
Yeah, stretching the skin makes it a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
And then also, if you place your hand on the waxed area straight immediately afterwards, it takes away any stingy sensation and makes it a lot more comfortable.
But let's talk
about... A lot of salons don't do that.
But I had a stingy sensation for like 2 weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
I looked like a plucked turkey.
Yeah, I'm not mad on that plucked turkey look, I must say.
Well, it's not something I would do and I've ever done again, and I only did it because I did it for charity. I don't mind being hairy, to be honest.
You do quite a lot for charity, don't you, with the tutu.
That's not the point.
Your inner self.
But that wasn't my point of telling you.
Do you volunteer for all these things, Paul?
Yeah, no. You normally put me up for them when I don't know. Like I didn't know I was getting done today until Becca walked round here and slapped that on my face and went, "We're going to do this on the air." No, I was just asking because that was incredibly painful having chest hair wax, and I just think nose hair would be equally as painful.
No. I've personally never had my chest waxed, but
you wouldn't need to.
Feedback that I've had from gentlemen that have had chest waxing or back waxing and the nasal waxing, it's nowhere near as uncomfortable the nasal wax.
So, personally, sitting in the waiting room, waiting for my little nails to be done and things, I've noticed quite a few handsome men traipsing in and out, a queue of them. It's definitely changed over the last couple of years,
which is nice. We have, you know, older men come in as well, so which I got, you know, is nice because you don't want them to feel uncomfortable or that there's anything untoward going on.
Sure, yeah.
But let's get down to business. Talking about women and going to business, talking about women's things, you have a few new products. You have a couple of new facial products that are unique to your area, I believe, in Kent.
Yes, we work with a company called Crystal Clear. Again, they are a facial company that we use, and they're very machine based. So it's actually their microdermabrasion machine that we use, and they have recently launched an amazing new machine called ComKit, which stands for Cryo Oxygen Micro Channeling Induction Therapy.
That's easy for you to say.
Yes.
Say it again.
Really?
She's done that deliberately.
Cryo Oxygen Micro Channeling Induction Therapy.
Spelled C-O-M?
C-O-M-C-I-T.
C-I-T. Now, why is this machine so wonderful and unusual?
It's quite a unique treatment at the moment. There are, I think we're the first, if not the only, salon in Kent that has one of these machines. Definitely the first. And the treatment comprises of micro-needling. So you may have heard of Dermaroller.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. Obviously, with Dermaroller, it goes a lot deeper. So you have to be either a doctor or nurse, that kind of thing, to
actually
do the treatment.
A little bit like Fred the Porcupine.
To do the treatment. But with us, because obviously we are only mere beauty therapists, we can't use, can't go as deep with the rollers. But to be honest, with this treatment, you don't need to, because with the roller, you're also using cryo oxygen. Cryo obviously being cold, and oxygen very anti-inflammatory. It's also antibacterial and very anti-aging. So whilst you're rollering on the skin, you're blowing the cryo oxygen onto the skin as well. That's going to help to sort of plump out and fill any sort of pockets of any wrinkle depth, that sort of thing. And then at the same time...
So it's a bit like plastering, really.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
And then at the same time, you're actually using a plant stem cell serum on the skin. So obviously stem cells are a huge buzzword in the beauty industry at the moment. Mm. Well, lots of industries, but especially the beauty industry. Mm. So it's actually helping to stimulate the production, your skin to produce the collagen and elastin fibres that it needs, which is what we produce when we're younger. And as we get older, it stops getting produced.
Okay.
So all has stopped producing this now.
Yeah. Well, from the age of 20 upwards, we're starting, you know, our collagen and elastin production is depleting.
Yeah, so she's right. As I've just passed 20 odd.
Exactly. Now you're 21. Yeah.
Exactly.
You need to start worrying about anti-aging.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, yeah, so it's a pretty unique treatment. And it's, we're really excited to be able to offer it. It's just gone mad. Can't we be, you know, so many ladies and men have been really like impressed with the results that they've had.
Right.
And it's almost, they're basically saying it's an alternative to having Botox and fillers, that kind of thing, because obviously there is a lot of controversy about those kind of treatments.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's we've had some amazing results from it.
Right. Just what we're talking about, we were talking off air before the show as well. I was just making the point that I really don't understand why most, you know, loads of women that do have it done have those lip implants, those collagen lip implants. I don't think I've ever seen someone that was improved by it myself.
The sort of, what do we call it? The fish trout
pout. Trout pout.
Trout pout.
Don't get it. We've had a tweet from Russell Burton Lawrence, who says, known as Barrister Broker on the Twitter.
Very handsome.
Put me down for nasal waxing.
Fabulous.
Really? Really? Really?
It's amazing. You should try it.
But the whole thing is, Paul Andrews, as you all know, jobs in Kent, CVs, things are important. If you're going to an interview, you've got to look as
you
well
have to
as
stand
you
out from the crowd. Yeah. Mm. An image is, you know, the first thing that you see, you know.
I'm just looking at your lovely eyebrows. That's another new process that you've got in your salon.
Yes, we
Tell
are doing HD, high definition brows by the company's called Mii, M-I-I. And they are a high-end salon makeup brand, and they've just bought out their own high definition brow system, which we've taken on. And so basically eyebrows of the stars.
The Carla Delevingne look.
No, I understand all that, and I'm looking at the gorgeous Becca now, and looking at her eyebrows, which are lovely.
High definition.
But yeah, exactly.
Highly defined.
But what I don't understand is how you do it. What did you paint them on?
She's framing her face. The brow is the frame.
So the treatment starts off by you actually measuring your client's eyebrows. So
it's like plastering again.
Yeah, just like plastering.
I'm comfortable with that.
Like
I'm comfortable
like
with that. It's painting. It's just
like
painting
chicken,
and decorating. I got it. Yeah.
So what you're actually doing is measuring your client's brow to fit and suit their actual face shape. So rather than just one brow fits all or one brow suits all, you're actually measuring and sculpting their brow to give them and a well-shaped eyebrow can take years off you.
Mm. Okay. So are you shaping their eyebrow hair itself?
Yes.
What if you haven't got much and you need more?
Well, you've always got hair there. There's always hair. So normally you have to, what you have to do is actually train the brow. So your client would come in for their first treatment. We normally book out an hour and they have everything measured. We tint the brow as well into the actual shape that we want to.
Right.
And then we remove the hair that's left as such by waxing or threading, tweezing. And so if there is a slight gap in the brow that needs to then grow back, then obviously they will need to fill in with the products that we recommend. So there's like little pencils, defining pencils, and there's powders and so on.
And
then they would come back for
every for touch-ups.
Yeah, every month for a touch-up, yeah.
Well, don't look at me like that.
Say that on air.
Every month, yeah, they would come back every sort of 4 weeks, and then we will basically train their brows into, and it normally takes if their brows are very out of shape, then 3 or 4 treatments.
Okay.
She said,
and they would
looking at you.
Well, do you, is it something that blokes are doing?
Not,
I wouldn't have thought so, because
yes and no.
It can be quite feminising.
Yes
your brow.
And no. Yeah, yes and no. You do have to. It's a different kind of way of shaping the brow, definitely, right. Because you don't want them to look like they've got a feminine brow.
No, exactly.
I mean, some men might want that look, yeah. But to be honest, generally, you wouldn't be doing the same kind of shape.
Right.
For a men's brow as you would a lady's.
Okay.
And are we losing the fashion for an arch? Because I was talking to my daughter who...
What, like McDonald's?
Well, you know...
I'm not that kind of arch.
You know, for example, Sid, my daughter,
yes.
Was going up to London for a brand new job, very proud of her. Well done, Sid Robertson, on the Twitter. And so she's got a whole new career going, and I sent her being a lovely mummy for the works with you.
Yes.
And I like an arch brow.
Yes.
That's my generation. Sid, my daughter, who's 26, said, oh, I don't want it arched. So what are we seeing there with a little fashion?
Okay, well, again, it's very much the preference of the person. So you have to speak to your client and find out exactly what they want. But the fashion at the moment, I mean, you've got all the sort of the Kardashians and those sort of
people. They're big
people
bottom
that
people,
are,
aren't they? I don't really watch these programmes. I just know she's got a big bottom.
Yeah, they're very much they do Keeping Up the Kardashians, the kind of the television programmes. So all these people that are very much in the sort of spotlight, they have this very much kind of more like a straight... straight arch as such, so not a curved arch.
A monobrow.
What's a straight arch?
So basically you're using, because a lot of people have threading now, and with thread you can't go around a corner, you have to actually do a straight,
right.
Do straight lines as such. So it's much more, even though you've got, it's a bit more like an upside down tick, it's probably the easiest way of explaining it. So you've got a straighter, rather than, you're still going up and creating a lift and an arch, but you're not doing it with a curve, you're doing it with a straight line.
Because my eyebrows are quite naturally arched.
You'd
I can't
look like
help
Fu
it.
Manchu if you did that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Definitely. But if you know, if like me, you've got a natural arch, what would you do? Score it out if you wanted to be fashionable like my daughter?
Again, measuring the brow and then shaping it using the method that we use, and then leaving your hairs to grow back so that you're forming that shape.
Mm. Cool.
Fascinating.
Well, what a fascinating discussion.
But you are looking very bright and glowing.
His skin does look lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ready for your luncheon on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, which you can mention.
Yeah, well, we're having a Forge the Future lunch on Thursday at the fantastic Western Hangar Castle. Thank you to Sarah Paul and the team for organising that. But coming back to Becca, though, I just want to finish off with Becca. Plans for the future for your business?
Well, I'm hoping on, well, I'm not hoping, I'm going to be doing a course in semi-permanent makeup in September. So that'd be basically, it's like tattooing.
Right.
So eyebrow shaping, you can do eyeliner, you can do, so basically somebody like Jules is saying, she's got a natural arch. If she can't grow the hair back, you can actually have it tattooed on.
We put a skull and crossbones above our eyes.
Though, frankly, I like my arch and I shall be hanging on to
yes,
it.
Yes, they look lovely.
Oh, no,
I like to arch.
I want to pay Becca to put a tattoo on you.
I don't want a Kardashian arch. Or a bottom.
No.
Right, okay.
Cool. Yeah, so that's the plan. Going to be doing that. And what else are we doing?
Well, you'll be doing some events, won't you? Open evenings and
yes, always do an open evening coming up to Christmas as well. Very popular. And then also we're hoping, Zoe and I, hoping to organise a wedding event at some point, either towards the end of this year or the early part of next year.
Cool.
At the salon. So we're hoping to get all our lovely wedding friends. So Sally Laker, Emma from Premier Bar Runners, Graham and Debbie Chives. So yeah, hopefully going to organise a little soiree at the salon one evening to try and sort of encourage all the local brides to come along and see what a fantastic range of products and treatments that we can offer people. So
fabulous. And Russell's going to pop over and get his nose done.
Marvellous. Come in, Russell.
He's got quite a long nose, might take you a while.
That's not nice. Becca, for a moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show.
You're welcome.
Give us a shout out for both your Twitter handle and your website.
Okay, so I'm at Serenity Becca, and the website for for both salons is www.serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And you can book online.
And you can book online for both salons as well.
Brilliant.
And you get reminders.
Okay.
Yeah,
text reminders.
Right, okay. And there is a link to Becca's website on the Kent Business Radio website, so do look that up there. For a moment, Becca, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Bunk
Show.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed your treatment.
Yeah,
Paul.
Thank you for brightening my face.
You're welcome.
And you know, my text reminder from Serenity comes through always when I'm on the Business Bunker.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Regular as 1:30. Yeah.
There's a few events coming up that I want to raise with you on behalf of the Federation of Small Business for Kent and Medway. They have an Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference, and they say that 96% of employers hire on attitude, not skills. And there's a conference discussing exactly that issue, and it's taking place on the 19th of June at the Prince's Park Stadium. That's Dartford Football Club, and it's from 8:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. And they say, join us for an update on this large-scale development of 15,000 homes and hear from key decision makers on what we can all do to improve employability skills in the next generation. So that's the 19th of June at Dartford Football Club Stadium. After that, there's a networking and vineyard tour at Chapel Down Wine, and that's on the 14th of July, and that's in the evening from 6 to 7:30. You're invited to a summer evening tour of the award-winning vineyards, where you'll be able to make new contacts and taste locally made wines. You can find out about both of those events by either going to the fsb.org/Kent and Medway website, or if you go to the Kent Business Radio website and you go to the blog section, there is a blog entitled FSB Events, and all of their events, both these ones and up and coming, are always listed there. And I also want to tell you about a really important event, which is coming up on the 23rd of June, which is another Federation of Small Business event, and it's on that topic of auto-enrolment. And really, folks, if you're running small businesses out there, you really, really, really need to get on top of this. You really have to do it. So many people are getting fined already. You can't get away from this. You have to do auto-enrolment, and there's an awful lot of work to do to be compliant. And even if your staging date is 18 months away, you should be starting now, because it takes that long. So, if you want to find out more about it, if you get yourself along to the Kent Institute of Medicine and Surgery, that's a brand new private hospital at Newnham Court, that's by Knockcuts Garden Centre on Junction 8 of the M20, and on Tuesday the 23rd of June from 12, that's lunchtime, to 1:30, there's an auto-enrolment workshop. And they will be telling you all about it. And that's presented by Steve Kilfoy of Squirrel Financial Planning. And Steve, you may remember, was on the Business Bunker Show a few weeks ago, in which he was telling us all about auto-enrolment. So there's refreshments and a buffet provided over the lunchtime, so do book early. And you can book by emailing alison.parmar, that's P-A-R-M-A-R, alison.parmar at fsb.org.uk. Or you can look up on the Kent Business Radio website in the blog pages on the events page, there is a direct link to the booking page for the auto-enrolment workshop on the 23rd of June at the Kent Institute of Medicine and Surgery.
Jules. And Victor Chamber have an after-hours meeting. It's at 6 to 7.30. They say there's no need to book. You can just turn up Tuesday this evening at the Mercure Maidstone, Great Danes Maidstone, if you're not celebrating my birthday.
Are they not?
No. Wednesday.
How remiss of them.
I know. Wednesday, 27th of May at the Best Western Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. Tuesday, the 2nd of June at the Collingbrook Hotel, Ashford. So get along to there. You can go on to the Kent and Victor Chamber website. Kent Business Tweet Up tweeted in a link, and you'll see it on Vanilla Web's timeline. Free business tweet ups available all around Canterbury and surrounding areas, Faversham, etc. So go on to www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. The Federation of Small Businesses, when you're in the FSB, you get legal and tax insurance, a solicitor to handle employment issues and criminal matters, and an ex-inspector to sort out tax problems or investigations. You can get access to free legal information on everything you need to know about the law that affects your business. Right, so you can find out more by going on to their website, or you can contact Alison Palmer on 07917 628 904 if you want to discuss the benefits of being an FSB member.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jules. I think we've just about reached the end of the show now.
Gosh, have we really?
We have indeed. I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to all the supporters and sponsors of the show. Today's show sponsor, CourseConnectors.com, our long-term sponsors, the FSB, Kent and Medway, and the lovely folks from Rift Accounting. We will be back next week with some more interviews from the Basecamp 2020 pop-up radio station, where we've got three more interviews that we recorded at that event. And just so that you know, there are other B2B events taking place around the county over the coming weeks, and we will be there with the Business Bunker show with a pop-up radio station there. So if you want to get interviewed out and about, do turn up to some of those events and come onto the Rift Accounting stand and say hello. Ooh. And you may well get interviewed.
You might.
If you're really lucky.
Or unlucky.
Or unlucky, depending on your point of view. It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome our guests onto today's show, the lovely, lovely Zoe Dow of Wedding Dress Designers. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show.
WeddingDressKent.co.uk.
Thank you. The absolutely gorgeous Becca Nutt from Serenity Health and Becca.
And Beauty.
Beauty. Serenity Health and Becca.
In Canterbury or Whitstable Swellcliff.
The lovely Beauty Nutt from Rebecca Nutt from Serenity Health and Beauty. Thank you. And the website address again was?
SerenityHealthandBeauty.co.uk. I've written it
fantastic.
Enough times.
Okay. My lips have gone all tingly. That's why I can't say anything.
Well, you've gone for the trout pout.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the derriere, the Kardashian derriere.
Exactly. But thank you so much for joining us. It was great to hear from Peter Cook from Academy of Rock, who phoned in earlier. It was equally good. Why are you showing me your birthday card?
I'm showing you because it's funny.
Jules received a fabulous homemade or handmade birthday card from Mark Parry.
Yes, at Mark Rob Parry or Robert Parry on the Twitter.
Fantastic. Mark and Robert. It's absolutely brilliant. Where he got the photographs from, I don't know. It's absolutely brilliant.
A little bit worried by the successful businesswoman found living on a bench.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, who will be on for 2 hours and talking to a cross-section of guests and playing some delightful music. That's followed at 7 o'clock by 18 tracks of hand-picked, unsigned, new and up-and-coming music presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. And that's followed immediately at 9 o'clock by Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show. And then
cracking show.
Absolutely. And then at 11 o'clock tonight, the big noise with Phil Thorne, heavy metal, if you desire such things. Do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. But for the time being, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and birthday girl Jill Serkin on the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
NLP practitioner, personal development speaker, and author Mike Waterton wants to help you. For business coaching or keynote speaking engagements on the subject of the law of attraction, please visit mikewaterton.com. And remember, think good thoughts.
When you're on holiday, partying in clubs, on the beach, even on the streets is great. But on your hotel balcony, not so great. Especially if you've had a drink.
To hear from Jake, who was lucky to survive, go to gov.uk/knowbeforeyougo. This is part of a joint FCO Abtor Travel Safety campaign.
Jobsinkent.com.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Voiceover Man from off of The X Factor. I wanted to remind you that Lazy Bee is here Sunday nights playing tunes like this.
Lazy Bee.
And this.
She's got better days besides.
Nice.
And maybe this. So join me as I get naked and chill out with LB every Sunday night at 10. Yes, let's end your day the lazy way.
There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013,